Here in the Hyundai Texans Radio Studio, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, joined now by Sean Ryan. How's it going, Coach?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing very well. So congratulations so far on early success. Quarterback play is really taking off now. You have 15 touchdown passes through six games. You had 15 touchdown passes all of last year. That's got to be fun to coach and fun to see develop.
Yeah, it's been exciting, and I think obviously we're encouraged by what's gone on so far. And like we always say, we know we're nowhere near where we need to be. We got to keep growing. It's a young guy who learns and gets better weekly, and we just got to continue that throughout the second half of the season here.
What's impressed you most about his growth thus far? I mean, you're talking about a 22-year-old. I don't want to call him a kid, but yeah, I guess we were 22-year-olds at one point. We were all kids.
Yeah.
But what's impressed you most about Deshaun?
You know, I think his vision of what he sees, during the game defensively, and we're constantly working with him, about, pre-snap and post-snap looks and really understanding what defenses are doing. But I think he continues to grow in that way, and it's been really encouraging to see. And I think just in general what he sees the field very, very well for a young quarterback. I mean, the game is – it's not too fast for him. So that's been really impressive to me.
How much disguising is there pre-snap with these defenses, and how difficult is it to grasp what might happen after the snap?
Yeah, I think it depends on, the defense that you're going against, the coordinator, and kind of their philosophy. Certainly, they'll hold looks and a lot of defenses will do that and disguise and try to change him, change the picture when the ball is snapped from what he thinks he's getting to what he is getting. So it goes on quite a bit. You read the defense from the inside out, and that's what you teach from day one, and you just keep staying it and teaching it off the film. And so he's done a good job of grasping it.
Coach, when I think about what he has faced thus far, I think about defensive coordinators. I think about that chess match. I think about Paul Gunther, and I think about Dick LeBeau, and I think about Matt Patricia and Bill Belichick, and then, last week against Greg Williams. I mean, yeah. Some of the more name, well-known defensive coordinators, and he seemingly handled what they've thrown at him.
Right.
And a lot of that has to do with adjustments you have to make during a game. How is he with making adjustments as you go throughout the game?
He really is excellent at that. And it's another thing, when you talk about things that impress you from a young player, and that's really something that stands out to me about him is what he sees, but also just coming off the field and communicating it. And his demeanor when he does that doesn't change. You know what I'm saying? Like when he comes off the field, something good happened, something bad happened. He's able to come over and just get down to the X's and O's and the pictures and what's going on, what they're doing to him, what he's seeing. And I think that's pretty impressive for especially a young guy.
Sean Ryan, quarterback's coach with us in the Hyundai Texans radio studio. So Tom Savage, Coach O'Brien, told us yesterday here that Savage has been big in the development of Watson. He's really been helping out. The room is very good.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom is, the ultimate professional. Comes to work, prepares himself in a way that, expects to play if that needs to happen. He does a great job with that. But he also does a good job of helping out Deshaun. And that goes on not only in the meeting room during the week, but it carries over into game day. I mean, you'll see Tom, he's talking to him, and he's watching the game and getting a feel for what the defense is doing and kind of passing along anything he sees. And we encourage that because Tom's a smart player and he's definitely been instrumental in helping this guy progress.
Well, we've seen from Deshaun, we also see from Tom too, very calm, very don't get rattled a whole lot, which is a little different than the guy that calls the plays. He gets a little emotional sometimes, but
I am not touching that.
Your quarterbacks they seemingly stay calm and cool. How does that help the entire offense when those guys don't seemingly get nervous or rattled?
Yeah, I think everyone sees it and they understand. And from that position, you have to. We talk about in the room of, staying off the mountaintops and out of the valleys. You know what I mean? Staying in between. When something good happens, roll with it. And something bad happens, it's the same deal. You don't want to get too high, too low. You got to be the guy that they can look at as a constant, and they know what they're getting from you in every situation. And it certainly passes through the entire offense.
Coach, thanks a lot. Best of luck rest of the way.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.